Here we are, and we are in the School of the Master in England, Nottingham. And today's lecture is lecture 11. The title is, I am the only existing master. I am the only existing master. I am the only existing master. Here we go. So, I am the only existing master. So what it is basically saying is, I'm the only one, right? I'm the only one existing. And since I am a master, I'm the only master too. I really have to think about that theme a bit. And what jumps back to my mind constantly, because this morning I was very aware of Blessing's presence and the two children, and I realized in between that Blessing was alone for a moment in the kitchen with the two children. She started feeding the little one, and the bigger one was crying. I could hear that because I came down to the kitchen to pick up my phone for the seminar. And I really felt like I didn't want to interrupt. But I had to get my phone. It was in the kitchen on the freezer. So I walked in, and the one that was crying saw me, so he was running towards me. And I picked him up, which I probably shouldn't have done, because the mother and him, they were in a conversation. Because what she told me afterwards, I picked him up, but I didn't say anything to him because I didn't want to interrupt. And I walked into the kitchen, sat down next to the mom who was feeding the smaller one. And then she said to me, he was crying because he wanted to open the medical, the bottle with the medicine in it. And I, of course, said, we leave that closed. So he thought by running to me, I would open it, but I didn't because I didn't want to interfere. And then he just sat quietly and I thought, Blessing explained it to me for a moment because she thought she needs to explain to me why he's crying. I didn't need to know because I know she's doing a wonderful job. What I was concerned about is that I don't interfere in how she what she teaches him at that moment. So if I would have interfered and opened the bottle, her whole teaching would have gone out the window. So, and I was thinking about, like, I'm the only existing master, I think was a beautiful example what Blessing did. Because she for a moment, I don't even want to say it, but because she thought she needed to explain to me why the little one was crying, there's no need. She doesn't need to explain to me because she's the master in this household. She's the number one, she's the mama. And as a master, I see her as a master because I respect that. She's the number one in this household, right? And she's the only one that, from just as an example from her point of view, and she knows what she's teaching the children, so she actually doesn't need to explain to me what's going on. It's up to me to see that she is, as a mommy, the master and respect that completely. I'm the master, the only master in my world. And I think by seeing that in her, by seeing that she is the master of her family, I recognize my own mastership. Did I tell that in a way that it's clear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, good. Because then I can only reword it, always reword it. That's what comes up in my heart and mind just for what's happening today when I think about I'm the only existing master. There's never ever a reason that I have a need to explain to anybody why I do something. If I really listen to my inner divine self and follow that 100% as the master that I am, then all falls into place automatically, and my whole world around me actually harmonizes with what I'm doing. The moment I start explaining is actually because I'm stepping out of my master self and look at what the world thinks about me. And that's what, for a moment, what I realized this morning. And blessing has absolutely no reason to start thinking about what we think about or what I think about her, because I have the highest respect for her, because I see that she's doing a masterful job. I can't see it any different. And that for me was a super reminder to just always be aware that I am the only existing master, and my world is there to actually to please me, to make me happy. And that it does by me seeing it masterfully doing its own thing and seeing it as a happy place. I think why I have a bit of a thing to word it exactly is because I use somebody else in the house as an example. The reason why I use blessing is because I have such a high regard for her, and I see her being such a masterful mommy. And for a moment I saw this morning a doubt. And the doubt is to the need to explain to me, I'm not a mama. You see, I am. So there's no reason to explain to me anything she does. Like for me, when I do something, there's no reason. I don't need to explain to anybody, but just do it with all my heart and soul, with all the mastership and divinity I am, and just do it. And I thought this morning, like, Willow listened to a talk from her for the University of Healing, and the talk was in the same direction, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. To
living in the absolute.
Yeah,
and not the relative.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's what it is. Yeah. The relative wants to explain. And because the relative thinks of there's another person out there that wants or needs to understand what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But the other person, to be quite honest, doesn't want to know, mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah.
Because the more I am present in me, in my real self, which is unchangeable, that inner divinity, right? Mm-hmm. The mastership, what mastership is to live the truth, to live that divinity in practice. Isn't it? And that's why I can say I am the only master, because I can only live it from my inner self for me. I cannot live it to prove anything to anybody else or to not even to share it with anyone. I can only live it from that inner beingness, from that center. I realize that I'm rumbling around a bit because I'm clearing my own mind to get that very clear in me how to word.
Yeah.
I'm the only existing master. But don't you worry, whoever listens to it, because it really is inspiring to get that own mind going and think about it. And that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but why I bring blessing in is just as an example, because for a moment I saw it. That means actually when I see a doubt coming up in blessing, I have a doubt. So that means for a moment I got my long nose into her business to think, I wonder what's going on. There's no I wonder what's going on. There is only, wow, what a beautiful family. And that's only, that little crying is only a momentary passing moment which is relative. Mm. The truth, the mastership is unchanging. That stands centered and is always there. And it's quite a beautiful example because I can quite easily run with the relative, you know, right on that relative moment, instead of just leave it alone. Just let it pass and stay with what's true. Sibyl is watching me very carefully while I'm wording myself because I use a lot of hand, and that obviously means I'm really getting organized in my mind. I would like to pass it on to Sibyl and give me a very clear wording of I'm the only existing master. Here she comes.
Yes, I am the only existing master.
Yeah.
And existing in the absolute, where everything is perfection. You see it right all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You are not thinking about relative. You are not thinking about past. You are thinking of the present now, which the absolute explains vividly. Because in that absolute, in that awareness, you see it right.
Yeah.
You think it right. And anything that comes into it comes seen as perfection.
Yeah.
As already fulfilled, because there's nothing to change, there's nothing to bring in, there's nothing to take away. It is already accomplished in that absolute awareness.
Yeah.
So as you are explaining what passed between you and the baby, the boy and the mother, as you come in and see, wow, what a wonderful family, you won't even realize the boy was crying.
Yeah.
Or was doing anything. They were playing their game.
Yeah, yeah.
The game, I want this, I want that, I do not want it. And then the mother, who is in the relative,
who is the game master?
The game master.
Yeah.
Is trying to do what she has to do to bring perfection in the relative.
Yeah.
And you, as the absolute master, the only master, knows already what she is doing. And then you just keep quiet.
Yeah.
Let the mother do her thing. It's part of the game. It's a part of the relative.
It's a game. The master, yeah, game. It's the mother chooses to play.
Yes. Yeah. And then you are just a spectator.
Mm-hmm.
Being part of the part of the game, but on the side show.
Mm-hmm.
Not participating, because you already seen the reality that is there, where the game ends, how the game ends, and how even the game started. So it's none of your business. They are doing their thing.
Mm-hmm. So, but
you realize this because you are a master.
Yeah.
So you are not part of the game. You're only a spectator in the game.
So for the mother is equally a master, because, yes, I can only see a master.
Yeah.
She's just the master that plays her game as a mother.
Yes.
And the game as a mother includes all these games with the children, which is the fun part of being a mother, I reckon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So in Blessing's world, she is the only master.
She knows it all.
Yeah, yeah, of
and
course.
She's doing it all, mm-hmm, perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
As far as she is concerned, you are not even there.
That's exactly
taking
right.
Taking part in her world,
yeah,
of controlling her household.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You are a spectator.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So she's actually a wonderful example of a master, the only master. Yeah. Yeah. So like the house, represents the whole universe, just in one story, you know? And that's the family story, isn't it? It's quite amazing. I think what makes it so tricky to talk about this theme is because it's so theoretical. How can I say that?
I think it's because we all believe we are living in a relative world.
Yeah.
We think less about the absolute.
Yeah.
Whereas all the time we are in the absolute, but thinking about the relative. So when anything comes up, we want to look at it in the relative rather than in the absolute that we are as the only master.
Yeah.
And the moment we realize that we are always in the absolute, moment by moment, the relative is not important to us, because when we go into the when relative comes up to us as the master and the only master, we understand and know where and how to play the game of relative, where it belongs.
So the master is actually is an expression of being in charge of the relative.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like a, because when you think of allness and oneness, there is actually no master anymore.
No.
The master is the one that is in charge of the relative game.
Yes.
And that, of course, is the only one, because I can only play my own game.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's quite beautiful. That's true.
What do you think?
What do you think, Christy?
Yeah, from looking, I'm the only existing master. I'm the master of my world.
Yeah.
And I'm in control of my world, in charge of my world.
Yeah.
All I know is my mastership, my existence in this world, what I've created. I don't see anybody else but me, my mastership. Everybody is a master in their own world, the existing world. But what I'm more concerned is myself.
Mm-hmm.
My divine self. What have I created? What am I playing my mastership? Where is the ground of my mastership? What is the basis? So everything works around me.
Yeah.
So that's the way I see my own mastership.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one in my world. So what I create for myself, the game I want to play,
yeah,
it's me, and it's that mastership. I'm the only one.
Yeah.
That's the
one. We are both. We are all three quite short in describing it, aren't we? That's quite interesting, and because probably that's the only way you can talk about it. Because the master is the one that is in charge of its relative world. And I would say even aware that I am divine. That's both. Because when you're in charge of your relative world, then I'm aware of that I am actually divine.
Yes.
That I am God, God I am. That I am all there is.
The creator and the creator.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm the only existing master.
As we realize that in the absolute, there is nothing to explain.
No, nothing.
Nothing to explain, but to see it as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So when relative experiences come up, you don't see it because there's nothing changing in your absolute awareness.
Well, in the absolute, you haven't got any relative experience.
Yes.
It's not there.
Yeah.
So it's only in the, actually only living as a master in the relative, you have the adventure, or as I would call it, I have the opportunity to practice my mastership,
yes,
in the relative world. That's for practicing. That's like the game playground.
Yeah, you are it all.
Uh-huh.
You are it all. When circumstances, in the absolute, there are no circumstances.
Yeah.
But when you step out of the absolute,
to express in the relative.
To express in the relative.
That's when you're a master.
That's where you're a master, to acknowledge what is happening there and act as.
Yeah.
A master.
Yes.
Taking control.
Yeah.
Taking charge.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing that you are all.
Mm-hmm.
And as all, you understand every action that is happening and putting them in their right perspective.
Yes. Yeah. So the master is like the acting, the actor, the director, the cameraman, cause. The creative cause of life, of relative.
Of everything.
Yeah. And on top of it, he also lives in it, acts the play, everything.
Everything.
And on top of it, it's really, really all about having fun doing that. Right?
Of course.
Of course.
And then as a master, you're not looking for any outside thing for your mastership. Everything is there. You are in control. You are in charge. You are accountable to yourself. And it is what it is. Not explaining anything to anybody.
Yeah.
Because it's your world. The relative is your playground to play around, and you're in control. That's it.
Hmm. Yeah, and you are the only existing master. Right now. Here and now.
Going home.
Oh yeah, now it's running.
Go home to our absolute
self. Yeah. So we have purposefully stopped that talk and had a bit of a discussion ourselves, because we know what we want to say. What we are doing now is just to get the words clear. And somehow it looks like we all know exactly how to word it in a very short form. The magic is to actually turn it into a talk that is a bit longer than 5 minutes and actually describes the whole thing in an exciting way, hey?
Yeah.
So, what we discuss now is the master, as I am, as I'm the only existing master, the master always plays on the relative. Because as long as I play, as long as I live, that's what I mean with playing, as long as I exist and express, I'm at on the relative, and that's the mastership. The master, as Sibyl puts it so beautifully, is here to live this game, to live in the awareness of being divine, of being all there is, of being in charge. And that's what the master is, the one that is in charge of this awareness, and in that way, in this awareness, living life completely. And the ultimate is, of course, to live as a master in the relative and express in the relative in a way that it's so beautiful and so much expressing that divine which is inside of me in such a pure and natural way that there's actually, I almost can't differentiate it anymore. So I can actually express in this life the divine, in which I of course always do, because divine is always here. But the game of life makes it possible to be either aware of it,
yes,
and play the game in awareness. That's for me the master, because then you take charge and actually express always from that inner divine. Or to play the game in not being aware of it, which doesn't mean that we are not divine. We still are. It's just a choice it's fun not to be aware of it. It's quite fascinating, really. It really puzzles my mind. Yeah. I think that's where we are right now, and all is said about this theme for right now, when we finish our talk right here and now about I'm the only existing master. I'm gonna stop it.